My heart, you made your home. that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. My chains are torn,
Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church. Hopefully everyone is doing well. This is Michelle here. I just want to welcome everyone to Rapture Centric Church. Let's see, Carol just asked who is hosting. It's me, Michelle. I want to welcome everyone to the chat room. Right now we have a guest. Hi, guest. We encourage you to make a username for yourselves so we can interact with you. We have Tribe of Judah, which is Faith, and we have Carol. So hi, Faith and Carol, and hi to Alana has called in. So hi, Alana, and hello to anyone who is listening to this later on in the archives. Hi, glad you could join us. Let's see, I have this this message on here, so I hope I am coming through here. It says our engineers are working on a solution for the audio file issue, but I think everyone is hearing me okay, so hopefully it's not a problem. But anyway, welcome everyone to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus is our pastor, and we are just here to lift him up and to show him off and just to say how much we love him. So if you have any words from the Lord or dreams, visions, testimonies, we would love to hear them. So I will open us up in a word of prayer, and we will get started. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your provision, for your love, and just taking care of us, Lord. Thank you so much for your care, your loving care, Lord. Thank you for getting us through this week, Lord, and thank you for providing for us and for loving us through our ups and our downs, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you continue to provide for us financially for those who are struggling, and physically, Lord, we ask that you heal, lay your healing hands on anyone who is not feeling well, Lord, and also just emotionally, Lord, if there's anyone who isn't feeling well in that area, Lord, we ask that you heal them and just lay your healing touch on all of us, RCC, Lord, for you know our needs, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, for your healing and your provision thus far, and just ask that you continue to provide for us until you call us home, Lord. And we just want to say we love you, Lord, and thank you so much for loving us, your unconditional love, Lord. Thank you so much, and thank you for loving us in spite of our imperfections, Lord, and in spite of our sin, Lord, and thank you for just loving us, and thank you for dying on the cross for our sins, and so that we can be with you for eternity. Thank you, Lord, for wanting us. Thank you for loving us, and that you want a personal relationship with each and every one of your creation, Lord. Thank you so much, and just I cannot say it enough. Thank you, Lord, for loving us and for caring for us and for calling us to come home with you soon, Lord, and just thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you, Jesus. Love you, Heavenly Father. Love you, Holy Spirit. Cannot wait to be with you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, welcome. Kind of a quiet night in a chat room and on the phone here, but anyway, this week, not too bad for me, a little bit quieter as far as weather-wise is concerned. Let's see. Earlier in the week, I was, I don't remember what day it was on, but a few days ago perhaps, I was just feeling down about myself, thinking, oh, there's all these other people, they're doing things for the Lord, and I have people in my local church group, local Sunday school group, who are going on a mission trip, and one group's going to India, one group's going to New York City, and then other people are helping out with the church my brain just went blank, church camp, or not church camp, but Bible study church camp thing going on this next week. And I was sitting there thinking, I was like, what am I doing for you, Lord? I feel like a worthless Christian. I'm not doing anything, just sitting here waiting for you to come. And so I was just getting really down about it and depressed and just feeling really bad about it. And then a little bit later, after I got done pouting about how I felt like a worthless Christian, I went to go read my my daily devotional, and here is what it said. So I think it was on June 2nd that I had this, because this was the devotional for that day. It says, "Relax in my healing, holy presence. Be still while I transform your heart and mind. Let go of cares and worries so that you can receive my peace. Cease striving and know that I am God. Do not be like the Pharisees who multiplied regulations, creating their own form of godliness. They got so wrapped up in their own rules that they lost sight of me. Even today, man-made rules about how to live the Christian life enslave many people. Their focus is on their performance rather than on me. It is through knowing me intimately that you become like me. This requires spending time with me alone with me, or spending time alone with me. Let go, relax, be still, and know that I am God." So, wow. That was the devotional for that day. It definitely spoke to me. The Lord was just saying, just know me intimately, and that first and foremost, get to know the Lord intimately, and then you will become more like him, and if he wants you to do something for him, he'll put that desire in your heart. So for all of you who have been feeling guilty like I have been, just a good reminder to focus on getting with him, spending time with him first and foremost, and if he wants you to do something, then he will let you know that. But it was definitely a good reminder for me. And let's see, other than that, the other day, I think it was Stacy, she forwarded me and some other people, I think Tana was included, an email about one of the Walmarts that had closed, that there was this guy contracting in there, and he actually got to go into this Walmart and saw what was going on in the Walmart. And basically the Walmart that they were talking about is in where I live, and I basically only live maybe a mile or two away from this one of these Walmarts that had closed down, and the specific Walmart that they were talking about. And he was saying something about, oh yeah, it's more like, feel like I'm helping build a prison here, and they have black tarps all over the place, and they have certain areas that are closed off, so, and certain people were not allowed to communicate with. And he definitely had a very eerie feeling about it. And so that was, of course, I mean, all of us probably knew that it wasn't. Oh yeah, and then he also said, yeah, they're definitely not doing plumbing work in there. So probably doesn't come as a shock to any of us who know what's really going on, but definitely woke me up, or definitely just brought the situation more to the forefront of my mind, because that's pretty close to where I live. And so I'm sitting there thinking, okay, Lord, you got to come now, or otherwise they're going to drag me off to this Walmart/FEMA camp prison. And so either you come now or they're dragging me off. And I think this Jade Helm thing is supposed to start pretty soon. First they said they would start in mid-July, and then some people are saying, no, it's as early as early June, which is, that's now. So, of course, you know, if they did haul me off, I'd probably, you know, be like, okay, can you just hurry up and kill me now? because I just really want to see Jesus, so just get it over with now. So anyway, yeah, so there is that. But yeah, definitely another sign pointing to he has to come get us now, or otherwise we're all in big trouble. But anyway, God is with us, so I have confidence in my loving Jesus that he will guide and protect me. Anyway, today, let's see, my birthday is actually coming up on Tuesday, but I will be gone then. Today was actually my last day, and I have a week and a half off for vacation, and I'm not scheduled to come back to work until about the night of the 17th of June, so I don't even expect to come back to work. Well, anyway, today, I guess they knew that the lady who's in charge of celebrating birthdays, she knew that my birthday was coming up, and so she got the snack, all these snacks gathered up, what they normally do for people's birthdays, and she gave it to me today at the very end of my shift. Well, it almost seemed like, to me anyway, kind of a going away birthday party thing, because she gave me the snack thing and was saying, have fun on your trip and everything. But for me, it was like a farewell celebration because I don't plan on coming back. So I expect to poof. And the funny thing is I have a family reunion. I fly to Minneapolis next Thursday, if we're still here, which I don't think we will be. But it'd be funny if I did poof at the reunion, because going from one family reunion to another family reunion in heaven with my RCC family, that would be pretty awesome. But it would be more awesome if I poof now before my birthday, before the reunion. But anyway, yeah, come Lord Jesus, come. Anyway, I think that's all I have to share. Let's see, we have some more people who have called in, so I'll let them on. I wasn't really planning on going too much into the second hour unless if someone has something they really, really want to share that must go into the second hour. But anyway, I will start unmuting people. Let's see, we have Alana, and we have Pat, and we have Judy, and we have Carol, I think. So, hi, everyone.
Hi, honey, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Yeah, others are getting the message that just rested him and that he just wants us to be quiet with him and not let anything disturb that peace. And if you're not doing anything, he just wants you to stay with him and just stay with him and just stay with him and just stay with him. You're not the only one getting, you know, feeling this. He just said to me, he says, don't you think I know how you feel? Can you trust me? So it's like he wants us to just stay with him, keep him company, and just enjoy his presence before we're going, before the wedding. And others are getting this too.
All right, can you hear me, Pat?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, we can hear you.
I just want to confirm that is totally right on, and I'm getting the same exact message.
So, okay.
And this is really exciting. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Ditto.
Rest
I'm going to say.
In him. Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry you're not running crazy and doing stuff, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Just hold him. Oh, I'm getting chills. Oh, cute. Just hold him. Look at him. Look at him.
I mean,
hold him. We'll put the arms out. Hold him.
If he loves you, he particularly loves me so much that in order to get me to be still and rest, he has had to make me extremely weary yesterday and today. Extremely. And I love it when he does that because he knows me with all the things going on here right now. He knows work myself to the bone because I'm just that's what I do when I'm having people in my house staying here that aren't normally here and all this stuff. Yes. And guess what, Pat? No, this is like, I'm not even joking around. Like,
oh, I know.
There's no excuse for me to be, it's like I have some kind of a flu and I don't. And I know because what happened was.
Judy, I'm not God, sick. We have, and I'm tired as tired can be.
Yep.
And I'm saying, Lord, I
and
feel
I,
useless.
And I, you know,
like, what am I good for? And he doesn't
and
want
you know
to
what?
Doing that. That's the devil.
That's it. Exactly. It's not, I didn't have to rebuke anything. I'm not sick. It's the Lord. And he's saying, I know you and I love you. And I'm telling you, stay down because, so I just have to say it's shady. I know, but he knows us. And when he loves us, he'll intervene. And he knows me because I've got my brother here now until we can get a bed for him somewhere else. But this is where he is until we can get to the recovery home, which is going to take a little while. And that's okay because what's happening is God is wanting to have me be an example to him of rest.
Yes.
And of yesterday, on top of all the other stuff I needed to do, Bubs came down with diarrhea again. And that the Lord, I said, okay, you win. You win. Because I was trying to do stuff with my limited energy. And when that happened, it threw me over the roof. I'm like, I give up. And he's like, good. Stay
you
there.
Must be exhausted.
Lay down.
You must be exhausted. Well, I feel for you
totally.
And I pray for you. You must be exhausted.
And it worked.
I mean, trooper,
it worked.
Trooper. Yeah.
Yeah, no, the prayers have worked. It's
you're,
amazing.
You're
my brother
going
says,
through a lot.
My brother
I know
says,
that.
He says hi to everyone. He can't wait to meet Rapture Centric Church. He's all excited about the rapture.
Put him on
he's
the
like,
phone.
He's like, I want to
tell him, say hi.
Well, he will. He's going to be a part of it.
Yeah.
He's just sleeping right now because we have a different kind of a schedule. He came in on Wednesday on surprise, and he's been here ever since. And we're trying to get in a routine with him, and he's doing great. But he's sleeping now. He's pretty fragile, but he's doing good. He's getting stronger each day, and I just have to make sure you know that that he is getting rest, and God's making me stay down too. It's really cute. So it's all really good, you guys.
Yes.
And he's coming. And this is really a powerful word. Don't take it lightly. For some reason, people take these two words lightly. Rest in me and receive my love. Everyone's like, okay, what's the next word? That's so boring. But
I'll
honestly,
tell you what else he said.
Those are the two most powerful things you can do.
Yeah.
I've been saved over 28 years now, and I'm telling you, the two most powerful things you can do in your entire Christian walk is rest and receive. Two R's, rest and receive from God. You cannot, he doesn't want you running around. It took me years to learn that I didn't have to do anything for God. And then what he wants me to do, what I need to do, he empowers me. Yesterday, I was so collapsed that I fell asleep for an hour and a half during the day. And I went to sleep going, I can't sleep. I've got to make dinner for everybody.
Thank you.
And I've got to make all these
preparations.
Sleep. You're
exhausted and you can't sleep.
I just can't. And I fell asleep in the middle of a day in a nap saying, I can't do this. When I woke up from an hour and a half nap, which I never can do in the middle of the day, I can't ever do that. Yeah. I could not believe it. I made a potato salad, a lasagna. Yeah. I made taco meat. I got everything squared away. I got the entire house cleaned. I got my brother's space where he's going to be staying while he's here. I got that all worked out. I got my son happy. It was like it all came together. When I God forced me. I was so exhausted I couldn't get up, and I couldn't.
Right.
That's the first time. I think this is one of the first times ever I've missed RCC. Like, 100%. Like I didn't even like I listened to it
Everyone
very late
understands.
At night.
Everyone
yeah, and
understands.
I listened, but I listened in the archives, and I fell asleep to it. I was so happy. I was like, and I listened to it, and I fell asleep in the archives. And I'm going to tell you guys, these two messages that Pat just talked about, and that I'm affirming her in. I'm not kidding. This is what our groom wants us to do. So if you're sitting here going, I don't hear God, I don't know what to do. We're going to tell you right now, receive his love and rest in him and believe that he's coming today. You don't have to. I get it if you don't think it's today. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm just saying if you believe a 10-year-old prophet, you're going to be blessed. But if you don't want to go in for today, you just want to believe it soon and you're ready. Good. But what I'm saying, keep that faith there because your groom, the true spirit in the bride, the Church of Philadelphia, guess what they're saying? The Bible says in Revelations, we're saying, come. So if that should be on the forefront of your mind, the spirit and the bride say, come. And these aren't, you know, nobody wants to hear these simplistic messages, but it is the crux. The only thing we're taking with us, the only thing is love. What do we do for others? And he brought my brother here, the prodigal, came back to the Lord at the very last second.
Thank God.
And I'm telling you, he even realizes it. He goes, should I pass my bar exam? I said, you won't be here for your bar exam. I said, I don't know if you realize you came back just in the nick of time. And my brother was like, wow, praise God, he's so good. He knew he wasn't going to let me go. And I'm telling you, we're having revival here. I mean, it's just kind of like when the Lord fell on my son in 2013. It was just the same thing going on right now. It's just crazy what's going on in the house.
Three things
it's beautiful.
I wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
Three things. Okay. I was praying the precious blood. I said, Jesus, I cover everybody with your precious blood and holy words. And he said to me, don't ever take that lightly, how powerful what you're saying. I said, I don't. He wanted me to realize that when I say that prayer of his blood and wounds over people, how powerful that is. Second thing, other people I've had online, this is quick, are saying, but he's not talking to me. What, did I do something wrong? And I'm saying, no, we're all going through this. Just be quiet and peaceful. And that's what he's saying is just do this, you know, just stay peaceful with me. And my mind is blank. I can't think what the third one is. I know. Somebody online said they have to finish a project, and Jesus said, have it done by Monday. Don't worry if you don't get the whole thing done. So whatever that means. Okay? Okay? That's it. I'm finished.
No, Pat. I mean, I'm telling you right now, this is, thus says the Lord, rest and receive from me. I'm coming to pull you up out of here. Believe the true spirit in the bride, the Church of Philadelphia, is in this position. Come. Keep it at the forefront of your mind. Expect it any second. And just listen to him every single moment. You're not going to go wrong. People try to ask me. I'm like, why are you asking me what to do? He'll tell you. Just go to him, I think it's very interesting that he's telling each one of us that hear him the same exact thing. And he's given no more date sets for this church. He's telling all of us the same thing, rest. Mm-hmm. And no, he's going a step
June
further
bride.
With me. He's forcing me to. He has literally sapped my strength. And there's no reason for it because I'm still taking my vitamins. I'm still doing
it.
There's no reason for it.
You should see the vitamins they take. Alpha 32. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got everything in the world in here. And I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You tell me what's wrong.
Same here, Pat. it's him. Because I even said it. I go, Lord. He's like, I know you. And I want to bless you. And you know
exactly.
I, and he's had to do this at different times in my life. And
exactly.
I'm like, but God. I was, like, arguing with him. I'm like, I have to prepare for this summer school job that starts on the
15th. Love it.
I have no supplies. I've got to go assess the room and figure it all out. And then who does he bring? My brother. The very last day that I work on Wednesday, my new job is him. And then I have a week off now until my next job starts. And that's going to be intense because I have two A's. I have to know what I'm doing in there. And I really don't even know what supplies I have. So, basically, I have my plate full in the Lord. Literally, it's like, don't worry about it. I'm like, but see, I'm a type A. If I'm going to make a commitment to do something, I'm going to do it good. And I don't want to, like, be afraid because I have, like, I'm going to have two aides in there, aides that I have to tell them what to do. And I'm like, if I don't even know what the hell I'm doing and what supplies I have. So today I was like, God, can I just cancel that job because I'm feeling too stressed out? And I felt like he said no, but he's like, don't worry about it, which is two meanings. Either if we're here, it's going to be no problem. And if we're not, it's no problem. It's no problem. And really, honestly, to get me like that, you guys, honestly, this is my first time in my life that I really 100% am obeying him, like down to the umpth degree. Like a lot of times I'm like, okay, God, but I'm going to go do this, you know, but no, I'm telling you, he knows what he's talking about. He does. And I really trust him more than I ever have. So I'm able to kind of let it go and rest because I've seen what he's done in the past year and a half. So my faith level can actually take up what God's asking me to do more than I have in the past. In the past, I've been obedient. Like, you know, before 2013, before he fell on my son, I was obedient, but there was always things that I didn't ask him about. And now it's like, I don't do anything unless it's him because I died when he fell on my son and announced that he's coming and all that. I have no longer, nothing I do now. I know there's no future here. So everything is totally changed. So what I'm saying is he's literally telling me, don't worry about it. I'm like, but God, you know that I want to be excellent. If I'm going to be doing this, I'm not going to go in there and be a flake. And you already know you made me half. No, seriously, he made me half retarded. So I'm like, I got to work a little extra hard now. And he's like, literally at the pool today, I'm with the boys. And he said, he said, don't worry about it. And I go, well, if I don't have to worry about it, why can't I just cancel the job and tell them, uh-oh, something came up, I can't do this. And he didn't want me to do that either. It's weird. He's like, no, because if he's letting me know that if I'm here, it's going to be a cakewalk. And I'm like, how? How is that a cakewalk? It's a special ed class. It's going to be, and he's like, just trust me. And then if it, but it, and then he's like, you might not be here. So I'm like, I got two things going on. If I'm here, it's going to be somehow okay. And if we're, if, but don't plan on it. He really, he's like, don't plan on it. And the other thing is I really felt that my brother would be here taking my place in my house when me and my son left. And he believes everything I've been telling him, hook, line, and sinker.
Wow.
There's no question. I already told him about the translation. He's not even wanting details. He's just going, I believe it. I believe it. I mean, it's crazy. It's like putty in my hand. And then I always felt that, and Jerry felt it too after I had told him, because he's like, that's so weird you said that. Cause I, now, so we're doing all his applications. It seems like he'll be able to be there within 10 days, within the next 10 days. So he'll be here. That we'll probably be able to transition him over there if everything goes as planned, if all the appointments work out. That means I really think he's coming, you guys, because I really don't think he's going to that recovery home. I think he's staying here, and he's going to see that we poofed, and that will fulfill the word that God told my son when he fell on him, that both my mom and my son would be there, because the only way my mom's going to believe it is if she hears that Donald was there and he saw it, and that's my brother. And it's pretty,
there
you guys,
go.
I'm telling you, we are very
got
important.
It all planned.
Everybody at RCC and our different schedules and our different arrangements and personal things, they're very key to the elopement of this body. It's key. So don't think that your little Michelle has a birthday. We all feel she won't be here for her birthday. That fits right in line with my brother being here. I'm just telling you, eyes up, and be excited.
Yeah.
And I am. And that's all I have to say. And I love you, Pat.
Yeah.
And I love what you just shared.
I love you all, you guys.
Because it's the only word. It's it. Rest and receive. Rest and receive. Oh, I can't rest. That's what I said when I fell asleep yesterday. I'm on my bed saying, I can't. I got to do this. I had a list of things I had to get done because, we, you know, we got another person living here. I got to go get toilet paper. I got to get paper towels. I
got
to get food.
You got
I
got
to get a mattresses. I got all kinds of shit I got to do. And I'm like, I can't. I don't have time. He's like, rest. I fell asleep saying, I can't rest.
Yeah.
I woke up totally energized, but just to do what I needed to do. And then I was weary again. I woke up today
slept. I'm awake just to be on here.
Pat?
I am exhausted and a basket case all day. So, guys, Michelle, don't worry about it. Just say, Jesus,
same here, Pat.
He says, I know you. Don't worry. He says, just rest.
He
says, I know you. He's saying the same thing. And he's telling it to others because I'm online all day. And he's telling it to others. Rest in me. Don't worry. And if you're not hearing me speak, just be quiet with me. Just tell me you love me. That's all. That's all he wants. Don't worry if he's not talking to you. You're with him. He knows your heart. He will say that to me. When I'll start to get flustered, he'll say, I know your heart. I know you. I know who you are. So don't worry you getting upset. Stop getting upset about nothing because I'm very sensitive. And it's like, did I do something wrong? No. No, you didn't do anything wrong. It's like, just be quiet. Shut up, Pat.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard my earlier story about me earlier this week about feeling stressed out and thinking, oh, I'm not doing good enough, Lord.
Right.
And and your work.
We all have that. We all have that, honey. We all have that.
Perfectly.
Just rest in it.
Like,
you know I love you, and I would never do anything to hurt you or anybody else. You know my heart. And he'll say, yes, I know your heart. So just be quiet. Just rest. Be at peace. Just enjoy me. It's getting close now. It's like the anticipation that you have before a wedding. Yeah, before a wedding. All the emotions and stuff. You're going to have quiet moments. You're going to have nutty moments. You're going to have, And Jesus is going through this too. This is his wedding. He's been waiting for this for forever. So what do you think he's going through? So maybe he needs us to be quiet because he needs to be quiet. Oh, where did I get that from? You know, this is a big day for him.
Mm-hmm.
Be wedded to us, okay? So I mean, he needs to be quiet too. He's human, like we are, with a heart like us and feelings and emotions. He took on the whole nine yards when he became human, okay? Okay, right, all right. You asked for it. we're going to just cater right to that, Lord. And right now it's like, be quiet and rest and just be in me. Maybe he's got jitters too. Who knows? Who knows? Now that he became man, he loves and feels like a man. I mean, pure as crystal, warm as a brightest star. But he's getting married. How does a groom feel when he gets married? How does a bride feel? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah. Hey, am I unmuted?
Yeah. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Michelle, Pat, Judy, everybody there. Well, you know, this is all really interesting. I shared the other day that I have been feeling as if you know, there is an oppression of darkness around me, and let me try to explain it. You know, it seems like the more I look around at the world, I feel somewhat isolated, if you will.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling like I'm pulling myself, or the Lord is pulling me further and further away. And not that anything has really changed, or that, you know, it's just that I see, you know, I see the world around me carrying on and being excited about this or that, or not excited, but just being in unison. It's like this. It's like there are, there really is the light and the darkness, and the light is really being separated from the darkness, and the darkness pulling together, and the light, you know, it is together, but because we the bride is very small, and we're not together, if you will, because the bride is small, and there's 7 billion people on the face of this earth, and there's not, you know, 7 billion overcomers and brides.
We wish.
Oh yeah, we sure do. And we will pray for many to come into the glory of the Lord, you know, through if it's through the tribulation. So anyway, as I told you, I'm looking around and I'm thinking, you know how it is, like when you're watching you know, for instance, a sports event. If you don't watch it, that's fine. But you can picture, you know, a stadium filled with people all cheering for a team. You know, one side cheering for one team, the other side cheering for the other team, and they're cheering for, you know, for something of this world. They're not cheering because the Lord is returning, because, you know, he's going to glorify us. That's not what they're cheering about. And so, you know, I've been feeling like, Lord, I feel so isolated, alone. And that, you know, not that I am, because I have you all, but it's like the Holy Spirit is trying to tell me, pay attention, because we really, things are about to change. Very big. So just pay attention. And what you know, the word that the Lord gave to Judy about resting.
Yeah.
You know, that is so true. So last night I'm talking to my sister-in-law, and you know, it's very hard to talk to her. You have to walk on eggshells almost, because she's very opinionated and whatever.
Sure.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, my prayers have been for her and the family to, you know, connect with the Lord. So, you know, we're talking, but I'm not really talking to her about the Lord, because even though she does believe, again, it's like she believes, it's almost like she believes in God on her terms.
Yeah.
You know, just, and so I'm just, I'm just asking the Lord to guide me in what to say to
her. Oh, sure.
Not too much, not too little, and whatever. So, as we're
just tell him you
talking,
love him. Just tell him you love him.
Yeah.
And he'll take it from there, Carol. Just say, Jesus, I love you. I don't understand everything, but I love you and I trust you. And I know you've got me and you've got all of us who really love you. That's all you got to say. And then be at peace.
Right, right.
He knows your heart, honey.
Absolutely. So, but to finish the story here, as we're talking, my sister-in-law then says, you know what, Carol? I just feel so terrible that my kids are so far away from God. I just feel so terrible that they are. And I just, just listen to her. I said, well, a time's going to come where the Lord's going to grab them. Basically is what I said. Well, we continue to talk. And so now she wants to talk about the Lord. And I explained to her that Ephesians, I think it's chapter 1, verse 3, has always stood out to me because it says that we were chosen before the foundation of the world. And so I use that scripture to explain to her how it makes total good sense that scripture would speak to me because I've always felt like a misfit, like I really don't belong here. And she starts telling me the same thing. She feels the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, wow, then I know the Lord is working in her. So then I tell her, I said, well, I don't know about you, Paula, but as far as I'm concerned, I feel like, the world is getting darker and darker, and I don't fit in. I just don't fit in. And she says, Carol, that's exactly how I've been feeling lately. And I thought,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness. The Lord is starting to really also tug at her heart and spirit, just like he's tugging, just like he saved my brother. He brought Judy's brother back to himself, and now he's working on my sister-in-law. So that's all, to me, that's just more proof that God really is moving, that God is really, really moving very, very quickly now.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
And he is working in every single person, whether we know it or not. Because our prayers are really going up, into the throne room, into the altar of the throne room. And he is quickly starting to manifest the prayers that we've been, praying. Because he is on his way. He is coming for us. And there's just so much going on, like Michelle was sharing about, Jade Helm and, this situation with Walmart and, I hate to bring this up again, but it seems like this was such a turning point in the world, like a turning point into the the dark pit. The world is going into a darker pit by totally, by and large, rejoicing and supporting and congratulating the courage and the bravery, quote unquote, courage and bravery that Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner's decision has the decision he has made about his life without them realizing, or they don't even want to go there and think, well, it's not a sickness, it's not a disease, it's not a mental problem, but the world will see it that way. So the world has now decided, oh, it's not a mental problem or a disease. That's the way some people were born. What they don't realize is that Satan uses, he's like the deck, dealer of a card game. You know, he pulls up a card, and if you like it, he dangles it in front of you, and then you're caught in that realm if you don't have the Lord. You're caught in that trap. You know, and if you reject that card, he pulls up a different card, and he says, how about this one? And you might say, maybe. And he's like, well, look what comes with this card. And then you're like, ooh, you're enticed to it. Okay? If you don't have the Lord, you're going to be filled with confusion.
Oh, sure. Because
Satan will eventually confuse. And look, he is the author of confusion. And look how
sure.
he has confused the world, you know, today.
Sure.
You know, the world is so confused. And you know what? This is my opinion. I blame the pulpit for not being able to truly reach out to the people who have this spirit of confusion on them. And by that I mean, you know, for umpteen years, you know, and I'm talking about, you know, maybe the 1800s, the early 1900s, you know, the legalistic pulpit accused, you know, whenever somebody had a problem like that, it was just sin, and they needed to repent. Okay, so if you're doing this, if you're doing that, if you're a sinner, you need to repent. Well, yes, we all need to repent, but by telling us, repent, that doesn't change the hearts of people. It has to go to the root. We have to go to the root of what is causing people to go, to make the decisions that they're making, to find out why they're entertaining those thoughts, okay? And if the prophet would have said, you know what, There is a spirit of confusion that will strike a child, that will strike an adolescent, and it will be, you know, there's all kinds of sin, but sin is sin. And if they would have known about the transfer of spirits, if they would have talked about the transfer of spirits and soul ties without making people feel like they are outcasts. You know, the reason people today are accepting, in my opinion, I think the reason people are accepting, you know, the homosexual community, the transgender community, the bisexual community, you know, is because we're all living in this time frame, all right? But we know that in the 60s, everything, you know, the love, the free love and free sex exploded. That spirit exploded. And so people, you know, didn't think twice about having sex with Tom, Dick, and Harry or Mary, you know, Joan and Dan out there. They didn't think twice about it. And little by little, you know, they started accepting people living together. And I'm not saying that you know there are couples that for whatever reason have made a vow to the Lord and to each other, and that's between mm-hmm. them and God. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that, you know, just because it's convenient, they want to shack up together and live together. And they have an arrangement. So if things don't work out, you know, hey, nice seeing you, and you know, and there's all kinds of stuff out there. We all know it. But little by little, you know, parents allowed boyfriends to spend the night with their daughters in their homes, you know, because they were, you know, they have so many mothers and so many fathers have so many different partners. So when their kids start having sex, it's fine with them because that's the kind of life they're living. So as time has gone on, people are frustrated, and they are, you know, they're frustrated and they are tormented by the way they're living, they've entertained a spirit, and that spirit has tormented them, and so they think, you know, wow, you know, I really feel like I'm a man. I really feel like I'm a woman, and I've always felt this way. Well, the reason you have felt this that way all your life is because you entertained that entity, but nobody has been able to explain it to people because they don't know how to, one, explain it, and two, you know, most people don't have a relationship with the Lord anymore. You know, and the pulpit is just, you know, the pulpit is just, you know, it's a business. It's become a business. And that's why God is going to come and put an end to all of this nonsense and all of this, this spirit of confusion. He's going to come and he's going to put a stop to it, and he's going to, you know, he's taking his bride with him because his bride has said, you know what, Lord, I forsake everything for you because I love you.
Yeah.
You have revealed yourself to me, and I'm choosing you. And that doesn't mean that we don't have our problems and that we're perfect and that. It doesn't mean anything. It just means that we said, Lord, you know, I've repented of all of my sins, and because your blood was shed on the cross for me, I wash myself in your precious blood, removing all my sins, you know, away, and I belong to you. And the Bible says, you know, when the Lord is speaking to the church in Philadelphia, he says to her, you know what? You have a little strength. You're not very strong, but your heart and your soul are fixed on me and on each other. And I make all things new. You know, and that's what he's doing with us. He's going to take us away from this place. And then people are going to realize, wow, they've been deceived all along. And God willing, a lot more people than we can imagine are going to fall on their knees and repent for rejecting the Lord. Because now they're really going to see, if they think they're tormented now, oh, they're really going to be tormented during the trip. And God is going to have mercy. I just know that his mercy endures forever. And so many people are just going to fall on their knees and ask the Lord to be their Savior and their King at whatever cost it's going to be. They're going to see the difference between darkness and light, between confusion and, you know, what would be the opposite of confusion? Clarity. Okay, confusion and clarity. And I believe a lot more people than we can ever imagine are going to choose clarity, because they're going to understand.
So.
They're going to understand why they rejected the Lord, and why they made those wrong choices. They're going to understand, and they're going to say, "Oh, now I know why I made those wrong choices. But Lord, I don't want those choices anymore. Now I'm choosing you." And he's gonna set the captive free in him once and for all. So anyway, that's my little sermon or whatever, teaching or sharing or whatever you want to call it. That's what was on my heart to share with you all.
Sure. Amen.
All right. Well, thank you, Carol. So we have quite a few more who have just joined. Let's see, Jerry, but he said he probably will remain muted, but he's unmuted if he wants to speak. Faith has called in, Deborah, and then Alana is also on the line if she wanted to say anything. So unless if someone doesn't have anything pressing that they wanted to say, I was going to close the show, but if you do,
sure.
Then go ahead and speak up.
Well, why don't we close in prayer?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. I'll start, since I suggested it, but anybody can add. You know, in fact, it would be good not just to say amen, but to add a little, you know, build on the prayer, so that I don't know, there's just something special about when we all when we go around and each person prays and
sure.
says something. So Lord Jesus, right now we thank you for listening to the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love, for your patience with us. Thank you for all that you're doing. And Lord, you know, thank you for giving us fresh living water to drink, and for giving us the bread of life to eat, Father, because without the bread of life and without our thirst being quenched, we're dry as a dry as a desert and hungry as a wolf. But you're an awesome God, and I pray that you bless every single person that's listening to the show, and everyone in RCC, you know, Jerry and Judy, and I'm naming the ones that are on that are here, and Deborah, Faith, Rojo, which is Rosemary, Michelle, I don't think Tana's here, Alana, am I missing, Pat, you know, anointer even more than the anointing she already has. And
thank you, Lord.
And Lord, you know, supply all of the needs of all the saints while we wait for you to return. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our requests.
Amen.
Somebody else can go.
Amen, Lord. We ask that you please grant everyone in RCC this peace. Help them to receive your peace and your love and to rest in you, as seems like the theme of this show has been about resting in you, Lord. Help everyone to rest in you and just to receive your love and to just grow in relationship with you as we wait on you, Lord. And please help grow our trust in you, Lord, as we wait on you, and just help us to connect closer, come closer to you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Jesus, we just ask you to bless all of us and keep us in your love, and in your peace, and don't let anybody become discouraged. Just love you for the moment that we have, and know that you're in charge of everything, so no matter what happens or what we see, you've got us, and we have nothing to worry about at all, because we're yours, and you belong to us in a very special way, and we're in the season, and we're very blessed to be alive at this time and day, so we thank you, our sweet Jesus. In thy name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. And for everyone who is not feeling well, who is sick, Rosemary's aunt has a report that she has cancer. We pray that you just kick that spirit out of her and create in her clean, healthy cells in her body so that you'll get all the glory and praise. We pray for Judy's brother, who has turned his heart back to you, Father, who has returned to the fold, and you know, and we know that you know, he's going through a, even though he has given his heart back to you, you know, he's going through a very difficult time, as Judy is, as her sister is. We pray that, you know, you just you know, anoint them and bless them with your presence. And as you're making all things new, supply all of their needs and their heart's desires to the glory and praise of your name. And for everyone who is having family gatherings, you know, we pray that you would just draw everyone near and dear to each other in Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray that you just present yourself in all the family reunions that are taking place, that you get all the glory, you know, and that everyone would just see how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Anoint everyone with the oil of peace, the oil of joy, you know, the oil of love. To your glory and praise. Thank you, Lord, for uniting your body, your bride, and may we all shine the light, the love, and may you bless us with wisdom so we would know how to speak to each other, to especially to the people who don't know you or who are rebelling against you, that you would anoint our thoughts, our prayers, and our words, so that we can reach out to them in these last seconds that is left. So, thank you again, Father, for your Holy Spirit, for your Word, our Lord Jesus, and for all that you've done in us, through us, for us, and especially for choosing us in such a time as now, because you really are coming, and we can't wait to see you. May you come tonight or this weekend to the glory and praise of Yeshua.
Yes, Lord, and we thank you that you are our Sabbath rest in this time of waiting. And Lord, help us to bring an understanding of your timing. Your timing's perfect. And we know that in this waiting, you are refining us and ripening the fruits of the Spirit, love and joy, peace, long-suffering. You're teaching us to be more gentle, and patient, and building our faith. And these are tools that are going to equip us to build your kingdom. So we just thank you, Lord. We just praise you, and that your ways are above our ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We love you, Jesus.
Yes, we do.
Come.
We do. Come get us, Lord.
Amen. Come,
until
Lord
then.
Jesus.
Until
the
then,
spirit
we stay
and the
under,
bride.
Your, under your wings.
The Spirit and the bride say, come.
Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Love you all.
Oh, okay, love you too. Love you guys.
Thank you, Michelle, for hosting.
Thank you for hosting, Michelle.
Yes, thank you, Michelle.
Oh, you're welcome.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming. Still far away from where I belong, but it's always darkest before the dawn. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home.
Love you all.